Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
We're celebrating Prince a little bit today, you'll notice.
Celebrate Prince every day.
Yes.
Go Prince.
Go Purple Rain. Yeah, all of that. Okay.
Today we are also celebrating something that is very near and dear to my heart. Probably none of you know, listeners, because you don't know me. I have been a vegetarian for about 10 and a half years, coming on 11 years this summer. So I just wanted to share a little bit about my vegetarian lifestyle with you guys and why I think it is, it's a really good way to be a sustainable member of the planet. So I just wanted to share.
And just we have every sort of experience here. Maddie is a vegetarian. I, Lynn, am not a vegetarian.
She only eats meat.
That's not true. I eat meat, but Maddie has had an influence over me, and I eat way more vegetarian meals than I used to. And Shelby is how would you describe it, Shelby?
I would say 9 out of 10 meals I'm a vegetarian, but I have some flexibility. I have some weak spots.
So do we call you a flexitarian?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like good. That. That's yeah. That is a label I can live up to.
Yeah.
Flexitarian. Good. Yes. I am proud to say that my influence has converted several of my friends to vegetarianism, and all of my ex-boyfriends are much more vegetarian than they were before we started dating.
But bacon. See, I promised Maddie I would say bacon intermittently throughout this segment.
She meant soy bacon.
No, so soy bacon is not actual bacon, no.
So, being a vegetarian is a fantastic thing to do for the planet. And I do want to preface this by saying you don't have to be 100% vegetarian for 10 years like I am. You might be a flexitarian like Shelby. You might go vegetarian once a week. Don't write it off because we're telling you to be a vegetarian. It doesn't have to be a whole lifestyle change, but big change starts on a small scale. It all adds up. So, anyways, vegetarianism. The way that I see it, instead of growing the food to feed the animals to feed the people, why don't we just grow the plants, grow the food to feed the people? Cut out the middleman.
Okay, but I think that's good. Let's define what that means, though, vegetarianism, because I think there's a lot of confusion with vegetarianism and veganism. So vegetarianism, you may eat dairy and you may eat eggs. Is that correct?
You may eat whatever you want. It's a choice.
Okay.
But I'd like to point that out to people. Right. I get that a lot. Can you eat that? You can't eat this. I can eat whatever I want. You just choose.
Okay, that's fair enough. So as a vegetarian, though, you choose that eggs and dairy are
A-okay. That is correct. And there's different levels of vegetarianism. Some people, like myself, I eat eggs, I drink milk, I eat honey. Occasionally, I wear leather products. Some vegetarians might not eat eggs or might not drink milk, and then you can go full on vegan where you don't consume any animal products. So no eggs, no meat, no dairy, no leather, no honey, anything like that, anything that has come from an animal.
Cheese and honey. Those are going to be the two that kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, to what level you want to commit is up to you. And every little bit does count. Veganism is a very extreme, very admirable form of diet, but, it's definitely not for everyone. I did it for a few years and then I got to college and remembered that you can't be a college student without eating pizza.
Pizza,
I didn't want to let Little Caesars down, so... That's good.
All right. So what caused you, helped you to make the decision to be a vegetarian?
It actually had nothing to do with the environment, although now that is a large reason for it. But no, when I was in middle school, my friend showed me some PETA videos and, slaughterhouse, this and that. So I did start doing some research and, into the animal welfare aspect of it, which is still a big part of it. But, the older I got and the more I learned about it, really a large part of it for me is the environmental reasons for being a vegetarian. Just globally, meat production is on the rise. About the year 2000, global meat production was about 229 million tons. And by 2050, that is expected to more than double to 465 million tons. With a growing global population, there are a lot of mouths to feed, which means there's a lot of land that's being used. So you clear big tracts of land, big tracts of forest, big tracts of, just this land that has been well established, maybe has been there for a very long time, and you clear cut it to create pastures for livestock. And so vegetarianism, it helps cut down on deforestation. In Latin America, for example, some 70% of former forests in the Amazon have been converted into grazing land. So you're decreasing your biodiversity there too. And we could talk, that could be a whole episode, why biodiversity is important. But the point to drive home is the more species you have in an area, in a piece of land, the healthier your ecosystem is. And now when you take that forest down and you convert it into cropland, your only species is going to be your cattle, your chickens, whatever it is that you're growing, plus the food that you may be growing for them. So in terms of the trees, it's, if you love trees, cut out some meat. Not only does it decrease the biodiversity, but you're also then, trees, that's where we get our oxygen from. Plants, trees are very good at filtering water pollution, very good at filtering air pollution. And so when you take these trees out, then you lose a lot of that environmental health right there. So that is a big reason for it. Just the sheer amount of resources that go into producing meat products. And I'm not going to give you statistics because every study that you read is going to give you a different number in your statistics. And, I don't want to get caught up in the numbers. But just the amount of water that goes into growing meat, the amount of land, the amount of food that is put into growing meat, it can be reduced. It can be cut, like I said, cut out the middle man right there and grow the plants to feed the people instead of grow the plants to feed the animals to feed the people.
And I'm not going to avoid the numbers. I've got a couple of numbers here for you because unlike Maddie, for me, I was taking a course in sustainability and I started to, kind of assess my own actions and what I could do as an individual that had the biggest effect. And that's when I decided, and I've only been a flexitarian for 2 years, I was taking a water course and it made me realize, for 1 pound of beef from farm to table, that 1 pound will have used up over 1,800 gallons of water, whereas, 1 pound of vegetables will only have taken 39 gallons. I mean, that's a huge difference when we're talking about conserving, water and land and all those resources, like Maddie was saying.
Okay, but here's my question, and this is an honest question. So I'm not big into the meat that comes from factory farms because I think that there's a lot of kind of scary stuff that happens there. My preference is to eat something that's a pasture raised, where you go to the farm and the pigs are living, literally high on the hog and they're all happy and everything. But my question is, if one of the things that we say is there's a set amount of water on this earth and it always cycles, we never lose any water, we're drinking water that used to be dinosaur pee, then how does it make a difference how much water is used for cattle, say, for instance, as opposed to plants?
Well, the more demand you have for water, that water has to come from somewhere. So the more cattle you might be raising, the more whatever you're raising, you're going to need more water for it. We don't just create water. It's got to come from somewhere. So it's going to get pulled from our lakes, from our rivers, which takes away from the natural ecosystem and it takes away from clean drinking water that we humans might need to use.
So the water that's being used to raise livestock is being diverted, you would say, maybe from other populations or other animals that might need it.
Essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. Absolutely. Great question.
Yeah, that's it. It's interesting because, we do all these lessons and we do this and I'm like, okay, so explain this to me. And now that's a good explanation.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think there's a lot of pressure, like we opened up saying, some people feel pressured like, oh gosh, I need to become a vegetarian. But there's a huge movement happening called Meatless Monday, and they kind of call it different things in different countries. But I mean, that is such a great campaign because it really highlights like, hey, if everyone on the planet, or for example, if every American participated in Meatless Monday, it would be equivalent to taking like 19 million cars off the road for an entire year. And so these little things can help out.
They do. They add up. Yeah. I would love for you all to be vegetarians. Is it practical for everyone on the planet to be a vegetarian? Definitely not, especially in developing nations where you need a quick, dirty, cheap source for protein. But I would just encourage everybody, if you are going to eat meat, try to limit, aim to make one or two of your meals out of the day vegetarian. Or when you do buy meat, buy it locally. I cannot stress this enough. Go to the farm, see how the animals are taken care of, see how the land is taken care of. You are voting with your money. You are choosing you're choosing the fate of the planet based on what you buy. And hunting. People are often surprised to hear that I'm pro-hunting, but hunting is such a sustainable way to get what you need, and it really gives you an appreciation for the land. So me, the vegetarian, I promote hunting to as many people as can get out there in the woods.
So I'm not going to do Meatless Monday. I'm going to have Spaghetti Saturday because it's all about carbs.
Yeah, that works.
Sure. Whatever you want to call it. Just give it a try. Your planet will thank you. Your waist will thank you. It's a lot healthier for you, too, to cut out especially these red meats. Mm-hmm. So thanks for amusing me, everybody. to learn more about being a vegetarian, go to the internet. It's there. No. Give it a try, though. It's very rewarding.
Come back, and we're going to talk to a local listener.
You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. An ocean of violets in bloom.